passion for the planet, sound publishing,
the environment, health, alternative solutions.
I'm Chantal Cook. There are lots of detox diets on the market and plenty of detox holidays. But Beautiful Break Detox allows you to get clean from the inside out while you carry on with your everyday life. They provide all your meals. So what are you going to be eating and why? Ilona Wessler is from Beautiful Break Detox.
You will have low calorie food. You will have a lot of carbohydrates in comparison to any other like detox diet or diet you will receive. All the carbohydrates are not processed food, but you will receive like brown rice. You will receive barley, couscous, a lot of healthy things. You'll be feeding no salt, so you'll be able to sweat better during the reps. And it's no animal proteins included in that. But you will receive vegetable proteins, enough to bring you through your daily intake, and we feed as well some soya proteins on the side. The diet is completely vegan and we serve around 600 to 2000 calories. It depends on the body mass index. And the diet is like specialized to detox you. It's not for the weight loss, but it will be a beneficial side effect. You will definitely lose some weight.
And what's the thinking about putting the high carbs in it? Because you say that is quite unusual.
If you eat normally too many carbohydrates and too much fat, then your body puts on automatically weight. But we're reducing this. We're serving you carbohydrates. If they're not processed carbohydrates, they're really, really healthy for your body. And they keep you going. So especially in your first week, we serve you a lot of like barley. In addition, we serve you like brown rice, couscous, because it keeps your energy levels up because you don't receive any sugar as well.
And why go for the vegan approach?
The vegan approach is very important to us because people have too many protein levels in their body, especially animal proteins coming from milk, from eggs, meat and yogurts. So we're trying to actually clear your body out of this because you have so many protein levels in your body, high, too much protein levels in your body that your body is not in a balance anymore. So you're like, you suffer from acidosis, which is one of the main points for like back pain, migraine, headaches. So that's why we're trying to compensate that.
So is that also a way of kind of alkalizing the body at the same time?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's one of the main reasons. And we like suggesting it as well, that you have an alkaline diet afterwards. Would be fantastic to find a healthy balance.
And what sort of things then would you recommend for an alkaline diet afterwards?
Less meat, definitely less red meat, less milk products, and maybe just one egg a week. I would try to eat soya milk instead of normal milk proteins. The same is like for yogurts, fish once a week, a lot of vegetables, a lot of salads, and a lot of healthy carbohydrates. Like I mentioned before, brown rice instead of white rice, brown pasta instead of white pasta, no takeaway, like meals, no processed food.
I'm surprised that as part of the detox, I'm getting things like flapjacks and muffins. How on earth can they possibly be healthy?
They're actually really healthy because we bake them. They're all home baked and they're baked with different kind of nuts, with some wholemeal. They're just with some dried fruits, hardly any fat. If you use fat, it is soya fat, and we use soya milk or water. So they are really, really healthy.
Is this the kind of thing that you could replicate quite easily at home in that case?
The diet afterwards, yes, definitely. It would be easy to take over, especially it's sometimes you have to get used to it because it is completely salt-free for your taste buds. You know, it's quite difficult in the beginning.
What about the sort of liquids that you drink with it? What are you allowed to drink?
You're allowed to drink water. You have juices, mainly orange juices, grapefruit juices, pink grapefruit juices, cherry juices, and you get a certain amount of teas. It's all herbal teas. Either one black tea in the morning with honey to get your metabolism going.
And over what period do you really need to do a detox to really get it to work if you're following this kind of a diet?
We always recommending, if you do it for health reasons, you have to do it a minimum of 2 weeks and a maximum of 3 weeks. That would be the best. If you just want to give your digestive system a rest, feel well, eat some healthy food and maybe shed some pounds, we say 1 week is good as well.
And how important is it that you eat the foods in the order that they're given to you? So, you know, you have the breakfast at breakfast and the lunch at lunch. Or can you actually kind of swap it around a bit?
You can actually swap it around, as I said, or maybe just recommending it because it's like a good build-up and we did it for a reason. But you can have your dinner for lunch and your lunch for dinner if it's more complicated for you, if you don't have the time, because all our food is served in microwavable, biogradable containers, so it should be easy for you to take away. But if you don't have the option for lunch, you can have cold food as well for lunch, and then when you come home you have the hot food for dinner.
There seems to be an awful lot of dried fruit in there as well, and again that's something I associate with very high levels of sugar. So what's that there for?
We're serving everyday dry fruits, and mainly apricots and plums, and they have a high rate on calcium on it, and that's the only fruit to actually keep them when they are dried or cooked or anyway processed, and that's good to keep your heart rate going. So it's very beneficial that you eat that, and of course for the digestive system.
And of course that brings me to prune soup. That was a little bit unusual. What's the thinking behind having a huge bowl of basically pureed prunes?
That's like our natural colon cleanser. So if you have that like on your first day, it just keeps your colon going, and it's like a natural way of colon hydrotherapy.
That's Ilona Wessler from Beautiful Break Detox, and there are lots more interviews available on demand at passionfortheplanet.com.
This is a Passion for the Planet sound publication. For more information about Passion for the Planet sound publishing, visit passionfortheplanet.com.